happen. Here's another thing. That morning, there was a 911 call called into a hospital.
Right.
And it was done on a government official line. Only the government could call in, and, you know, special force type people could call in on that line.
Right.
Well, it was called in like 9-something, but I could really get that accurate information for you through Sherry Coomer, who kept track of everything and has articles on it.
But how do you know this? I mean, are you hearing it?
Oh, no, you heard it on the Freedom. You ever heard of the American Freedom Network?
A radio? I'm not sure.
Don Wiedemann?
Oh, I think I've heard the name. I think I've heard the name.
Yeah. Maybe I can get in touch with him, and he would know the guy that did that. But he was one of the hospital workers there, and he went over to the radio show to expose this crap. He was so upset over it.
Because a lot of people...
He worked at the hospital. He got a phone call that there was going to be a shooting that morning at school, 2 hours before it even happened.
Somebody called the hospital and told them there's going to be a shooting.
Yes. And the person that called had to been a government official because it was only a government line. They would only know the phone number of the government line.
And the hospital employees, they're aware of this. They're not even hiding it.
They weren't hiding it at all. They exposed it.
Wow.
And see, that's another thing that's really amazing. And the fact that they had everything in line, you know, they had everything pre-planned because they brought in the Columbine Connections immediately. That was set up. So everybody, they could think of in the neighborhood that need counseling could be medicated. See, the medications help shut the brain down so you don't talk.
Right. So
they don't give a damn.
Well, right. So as soon as the shooting occurred, they started trying to put all the victims' families on drugs.
And see, Mark couldn't get any of his mail without going to the psychiatrist's office to get his mail.
So he had to ask them for the mail, and then they probably tried to...
Right. It wasn't like he went to the sheriff's office to get it, or he went to the school to get it, but he had to go to the psychiatrist's office to get it.
And they would try to convince him to take drugs, too?
Yep. They come and say, "Oh, you need counseling. We love you. You know, oh, we love you. You know."
That's what they do with the September 11th.
They love us.